What if that person that's the hardest for you to love in this moment is a person that God calls you to love in order for you to make the breakthrough? So what causes us to leave the mindset of being able to have this joy in the suffering? I think at times it's because we forget this scripture that we all know. And it's in Matthew 18:3. And it says, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." I think at times when we're in these suffering seasons, or we're in these moments where we're going through these trials and we're going through these tribulations, we're supposed to have that kind of faith, that kind of expectancy, that kind of readiness, but we take it from the standpoint of being adults. And everything that we've seen in our life, everything that we can relate to this situation, or everything that we can relate to this moment where we tried this, but this happened. We tried this, but this person still lied to me. We tried this, but this person still spoke evil of me. We tried this, but this person still did this, this, or that. And we correlate our struggles now with what happened in our past, and because we're adults and we try to rationalize too much at times, we no longer are connected to this kind of faith. And I don't know about you guys, when I think of this, when I think of this scripture, I don't think of even the 4 and 5 year old children that have the ability to think and react. I think of like kind of like a newborn. When's the newborn the happiest? When one of his parents or somebody is holding him and rocking him, and he's just at peace. Doesn't have any want, worry, or care, because he knows that he's going to be fed and taken care of. Judah back there, he may cry at times. He may whine at times. Gets it from Steve. But anyway, that baby's hardest moment is going to be the moment that he thinks that his parents aren't there. Right? That's going to be his hardest moment. Now, we know that even though that's his hardest moment, they're right there. They ain't going anywhere. They're not leaving that baby just stranded somewhere. Like, that'll never happen. But that baby in that moment of feeling abandonment and feeling lonely because Steve didn't come and pick him up fast enough, that's his hardest moment. I think at times we look at our situations and we look at our struggles and think about how hard they are, how trying they are, how faith-breaking they are, and we forget that all we have to do is cry out. It's right there. God is just right there. He's not sitting back. He's not like, well, I can't even. Well, there goes Logan. Making another goofy decision, putting himself in another struggle. And he's just like, well, he didn't choose me this time, so I might as well just sit here and not do nothing. That's not what it is. No, you're just an example. Calm down. If you get out your phone, you know. All right. But anyway, back to the topic. So God's not sitting back there just watching Logan do whatever he's doing and just letting him go.